This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard it through the grapevine. A little birdie told me that Dr. Verna Price was going to Africa. Okay, and I had to call her to find out what's going on, how long, when she's leaving, and what the deal is, because she is so purposeful in every move that she makes. I know if she's going to Africa, there must be something going on. So, Dr. Verna, what is happening?
Well, good afternoon, Ms. Shaletta. Yes, I am on my way to Africa, not just me, but also my husband and our family and also another family as well. And we are going there to launch our Boys of Hope and Girls Taking Action programs with about 800 children across Kenya, Ghana, and Liberia.
Oh, my God, Dr. Verna. Okay, first of all, for anybody who doesn't know, Dr. Verna's Girls Taking Action and Boys of Hope have been around in the Twin Cities for more than a decade, helping thousands of young people go from nearly being expelled from school to being college graduates, and a lot of them coming back to the program to volunteer and be ambassadors for this good work. And so, Dr. Verna, you're taking this program to Africa. How did that all come about?
Well, really, it's really about relationships. And so it's about people hearing about our program and then we learning about them and then learning that they are operating in their countries like we're operating in ours, in our communities, mm-hmm. where we want to mm-hmm. be a part of the solution for our communities. And, education is such a gift. And in our country, the United States of America, we really, a lot of times, take that for granted, but in many of our African countries, children have to pay for education, and it is not given. So when we connected with our partners, schools that we're going to go to, organizations we're going to go to, they were so thrilled to have the program.
Oh, my gosh. And so will you be training your ambassadors there through the program and working directly with the kids while you're there? Talk to me about some of the things that you're going to be doing when you're there. Because
Okay,
so I heard you're going for a whole month. Is that the case?
That is true. So, well, here's how it works, Ms. Shaletta. So we're spending a good solid week of programming in each country. So we're going to one of the smaller cities in Kenya is called Kisumu. It's not that small, but it's a pretty good size. And then in Ghana, we're going to Kumasi. And then in Monrovia, Liberia, we're going right outside of Monrovia. So we're staying away from the big, big, big cities, but really our connections were in the smaller places where they don't have as much resources, as much connections and so forth. And so we're doing everything from leadership development for the men and women to directly doing mentoring groups with the girls and boys to speaking with their government officials. You know, in many of these places where we're going, they have chiefs. And so we actually have to go and actually do a formal presentation to the chiefs about what it is that we're doing and why we've come to their villages to do this work. We are even asking to go into their prisons and to take this message to those who are incarcerated in those countries, in those villages. And we are doing leadership development right there in their communities. And so we'll be from everywhere, from, you know, schools to churches to community halls to government offices.
And Dr. Verna, there is something you need us to do to help you, right?
Yes, yes. And that's really, really simple. Most of our groups, they don't have very simple things. So, like, for example, we take it for granted that, you know, students have a laptop or they have a tablet. Well, that's not the case. And how we stay in touch with our students is literally through Zoom and the internet. So we have to do these face-to-face kind of online meetings with the students is how we stay in touch with them and all of our leaders. But they don't have laptops to do that. So I've been on, Ms. Sletta, I have been on workshops with 200 students on one small laptop screen.
Oh, Lord. No, ma'am.
And they're
no, ma'am.
All sitting there, literally. They're all sitting there in this room, and they're, all we can see is these little faces everywhere. And wouldn't it be nice to actually have them up close to see them and to talk to them and to work with them? So those are two real big things, laptops and tablets. But things like underwear, you know, like undergarments, mm-hmm. things
yeah.
like sanitary products. It's very difficult for them to get sanitary products for the girls. Things like hygiene, deodorant, things like socks. You know, all of the children they go to school in schools that are uniform schools. So they have to wear white socks every day to school. You know, getting white socks, keeping white socks is kind of challenging. Things like this, simple book supplies, you know, school supplies. We take it for granted. We can go to the dollar store, right? There's no dollar store there. And, you know, what will cost us a dollar or 50 cents will cost us them $5 or $6 in their own money, right? So we are looking for those sorts of supplies and hoping people will get those to us. And we're looking to have everything in-house by June 5th. June 5th
okay.
is our cutoff for when we're packing things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tell me this. Does everything have to be new? Because folks are doing spring cleaning,
nope.
and I tell people all the time, instead nope. of garage sales, pack that stuff up and donate it to somebody. The $35 that you get at a garage sale after you spend 8 hours
nope.
sorting and you're sitting out there all weekend and wasting two 8-hour days, you could have donated that
right.
money and given it, donated those items and given it to somebody in need. So these don't have to be crisp, fresh out the box stuff, because we're getting ready to do
nope.
spring cleaning at my house, which means
mm-hmm.
we're gonna go through the clothes, we're gonna see what can
yep.
fit who, and if it can't fit, we got to take it somewhere, and so we can bring that stuff over to you. Tell me exactly where
Absolutely.
We need to bring the stuff, Dr. Verna, because there are people
you're gonna
who
come
are listening.
To our mm-hmm. perfect. Please thank you, Minnesota. I appreciate you. You will be coming to the Power of People Leadership Institute. And we're located at 618th Avenue North, 618th Avenue North, and that is in North Minneapolis. And can I give our phone number as well, Ms. Shaletta?
Please,
so people
please.
Can call? Sure. 763-535-5711. 763-535-5711. Call. If you want us to come and pick some up from you, that's fine too, or you can drop it to us. We're available and we're ready to get this done and get supplies to our students. And we're thankful and grateful for you.
And that's Power of People Leadership Institute, 618th Avenue North in Minneapolis. Dr. Verna, you are having a packing party where you're going to take all
yep.
the supplies that people have given you, and you are going to begin to pack it up so you can take it with you when you go to
yep.
Africa to help these hundreds of children. When is that packing
yep.
party? Because I definitely want to be there.
Sure. That's June 6th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's going to be at our office. It's going to be wild. June 6th, 10 a.m. to noon, and we are packing 10 50-pound suitcases with supplies. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we definitely need tablets. We need devices. We need white
mm-hmm.
socks. We need sanitary supplies.
Yep.
We need anything that you have at your house,
deodorant,
that your kids are no longer needing. And you know what is the treasure trove that the Lord just put on my heart? At the end of every year, there is a lost and found at every school in this great state of Minnesota. And there's tons of stuff that they are not going to have any room for and can't do anything with. And a lot of times those things get tossed. And if you are an educator, box those things up and call Dr. Verna or get them over there to the Power of People Leadership Institute so that she can share these items with the children in Africa. Dr. Verna, I swear, I you better check your back because I know you got some wings back there because you are just an angel. And you know, I think about the work that you do for the children in this community and just taking that and being an ambassador in Africa. It is just amazing. God bless you and your husband, Brother Shane.
And I'll tell you one little small thing before I go in. So we're making these bracelets that say POPLI, which is Power of People Leadership Institute. And our students here in Minnesota are making a bracelet for at least 5 of our children there in Africa. So just a really simple way of connecting them because we're a global community. And, you know, and what happens to us happens to the rest of the world. And what happens to the rest of the world is really happening to us, too. So it's really us being able to connect us, to connect the humanity in all of us, let all of us know that we matter and that we are important, lovable, and powerful people on this earth, regardless of your location. So, and we get to share that message across 3 different countries in Africa. And for that, I'm thankful. And for any of you who are going to support us with supplies, or really if you also just want to write a check too, that works as well. That will help us to get supplies. We'll go from there.
And I want you to give us that phone number one more time because there may be people who are just tuning in. 763.
Yes, ma'am. 535-5711.
All right, there you have it.
535. Yep, absolutely.
Dr. Verna, we love you. We thank you so much for being on the show. Safe travels. You're taking your family on this journey with you because I know that you and your entire family are committed to service in this community. And so y'all be safe. I will be watching on
social media
and trolling you. I don't really like it when you leave me because I feel less protected when Dr. Verna is not nearby.
One, you and your family are going to be with us.
Please. Yes,
ma'am.
Please.
Let's make it happen.
I would love that. Well, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. And if you post our website to popinstitute.org, popinstitute.org, you can go on there and learn more about us as well.
All right. Dr. Verna, thank you so much. Have an amazing Saturday.
Thank you, ma'am.
And please stay connected during your travels.
We'll do it for sure. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard it through the grapevine. A little birdie told me that Dr. Verna Price was going to Africa. Okay, and I had to call her to find out what's going on, how long, when she's leaving, and what the deal is, because she is so purposeful in every move that she makes. I know if she's going to Africa, there must be something going on. So, Dr. Verna, what is happening?
Well, good afternoon, Ms. Shaletta. Yes, yes, I am on my way to Africa, not just me, but also my husband and our family, and also another family as well. And we are going there to launch our Boys of Hope and Girls Taking Action programs with about 800 children across Kenya, Ghana, and Liberia.
Oh, my God, Dr. Verna. Okay, first of all, for anybody who doesn't know, Dr. Verna's Girls Taking Action and Boys of Hope have been around in the Twin Cities for more than a decade, helping thousands of young people go from nearly being expelled from school to being college graduates, and a lot of them coming back to the program to volunteer and be ambassadors for this good work. And so, Dr. Verna, you're taking this program to Africa. How did that all come about?
Well, really, it's really about relationships. And so it's about people hearing about our program and then we learning about them and then learning that they're really, they are operating in their countries like we're operating in ours, in our communities, mm-hmm. where we want to mm-hmm. be a part of the solution for our communities. And, you know, education is such a gift. And in our yeah. country, the United States of America, we really, a lot of times, take that for granted. But in many of our African countries, children have to pay for education, and it is not given. So when we connected with our partners, schools that we're going to go to, organizations we're going to go to, they were so thrilled to have the program.
Oh, my gosh. And so will you be training your ambassadors there through the program and working directly with the kids while you're there? Talk to me about some of the things that you're going to be doing when you're there. Because Okay, so I heard you're going for a whole month. Is that the case?
That is true. That is true. So, well, here is how it works, Ms. Shaletta. So we're spending a good solid week of programming in each country. So we're going to one of the smaller cities in Kenya. It's called Kisumu. It's not that small, but it's a pretty good size. And then in Ghana, we're going to Kumasi. And then in Monrovia, Liberia, we're going right outside of Monrovia. So we're staying away from the big, big, big cities, but really right. our connections were in the smaller places where they don't have as much resources, as much connections and so forth. And so we're doing everything from leadership development for the men and women to directly doing mentoring groups with the girls and boys, to speaking with their government officials. You know, in many of these places where we're going, they have chiefs. And so we actually have to go and actually do a formal presentation to the chiefs about what it is that we're doing and why we've come to their villages to do this work. We are even asking to go into their prisons and to take this message to those who are incarcerated in those countries, in those villages. And we are doing leadership development right there in their communities. And so we'll be from everywhere, from, you know, schools to churches to community halls to government offices.
And Dr. Verna, there is something you need us to do to help you, right?
Yes, yes. And that's really, really simple. Most of our groups, they don't have very simple things. So, like, for example, we take it for granted that, you know, students have a laptop or they have a tablet. Well, that's not the case. And how we stay in touch with our students is literally through Zoom and the internet. So we have to do these face-to-face kind of online meetings with the students, is how we stay in touch with them and all of our leaders. But they don't have laptops to do that. So I've been on, Ms. Sletta, I have been on workshops with 200 students on one small laptop screen.
Oh, Lord. No, ma'am.
And they're
no, ma'am.
All sitting there, literally. They're all sitting there in this room, and they're, all we can see is these little faces everywhere. And wouldn't it be nice to actually have them up close to see them and to talk to them and to work with them? So those are two real big things, laptops and tablets. But things like underwear, you know, like undergarments, mm-hmm. things
yeah.
like sanitary products. It's very difficult for them to get sanitary products for the girls. Things like hygiene, deodorant, things like socks. You know, all of the children they go to school in schools that are uniform schools. So they have to wear white socks every day to school. You know, getting white socks, keeping white socks is kind of challenging. Things like this, simple book supplies, you know,
yeah.
school supplies. We take it for granted. We can go to the dollar store, right? There's no dollar store there. And, you know, what will cost us a dollar or 50 cents will cost us them $5 or $6 in their own money, right? So we are looking for those sorts of supplies and hoping people will get those to us. And we're looking to have everything in-house by June 5th. June 5th
okay.
is our cutoff for when we're packing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me this. Does everything have to be new? Because folks are doing spring cleaning,
nope.
and I tell people all the time, instead nope. of garage sales, pack that stuff up and donate it to somebody. The $35 that you get at a garage sale after you spend 8 hours
nope.
sorting and you're sitting out there all weekend and wasting two 8-hour days, you could have donated that
right.
money and given it, donated those items and given it to somebody in need. So these don't have to be crisp, fresh out the box stuff, because we're getting ready to do
nope.
spring cleaning at my house, which means
mm-hmm.
we're going to go through the clothes. We're going to see what can
yep.
fit who. And if it can't fit, we got to take it somewhere. And so we can bring that stuff over to you. Tell me exactly where
Absolutely.
We need to bring the stuff, Dr. Verna, because there are people
You're
who are
come
listening.
To our, mm-hmm. Perfect. Please. Thank you, Minnesota. I appreciate you. You will be coming to the Power of People Leadership Institute. And we're located at 618th Avenue North, 618th Avenue North, and that is in North Minneapolis. And can I give our phone number as well, Ms. Shaletta?
Please,
so people
please.
Can call? Sure. 763-535-5711. 763-535-5711. Call. If you want us to come and pick some up from you, that's fine too, or you can drop it to us. We're available and we're ready to get this done and get supplies to our students. And we're thankful and grateful for you.
And that's Power of People Leadership Institute, 618th Avenue North in Minneapolis. Dr. Verna, you are having a packing party where you're going to take all the
yes.
supplies that people have given you, and you are going to begin to pack it up so you can take it with you when you go to
yep.
Africa to help these hundreds of children. When is that packing
yep.
party? Because I definitely want to be there.
Sure. That's June 6th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's going to be at our office. It's going to be wild. June 6th, 10 a.m. to noon, and we are packing 10 50-pound suitcases with supplies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we definitely need tablets. We need devices. We need white
mm-hmm.
socks. We need sanitary supplies.
Yep.
We need anything that you have at your house
mm-hmm.
that your kids are no longer needing. And you know what is the treasure trove that the Lord just put on my heart? At the end of every year, there is a lost and found at every school in this great state of Minnesota. And there's tons of stuff that they are not going to have any room for and can't do anything with. And a lot of times those things get tossed. And if you are an educator, box those things up. And call Dr. Verna or get them over there to the Power of People Leadership Institute so that she can share these items with the children in Africa. Dr. Verna, I swear, I you better check your back, because I know you got some wings back there because you are just an angel. And you know, I think about the work that you do for the children in this community and just taking that and being an ambassador in Africa. It is just amazing. God bless you and your husband, Brother Shane.
And I'll tell you one little small thing before I go. And so we're making these bracelets that say POPLI, which is Power of People Egypt Institute. And our students here in Minnesota are making a bracelet for at least 5 of our children there in Africa. So just a really simple way of connecting them, because we're a global community. And, you know, and what happens to us happens to the rest of the world, and what happens to the rest of the world is really happening to us, too. So it's really us being able to connect us, to connect the humanity in all of us, let all of us know that we matter and that we are important, lovable, and powerful people on this earth, regardless of your location. So, and we get to share that message across 3 different countries in Africa. And for that, I'm thankful. And for any of you who are going to support us with supplies, or really if you also just want to write a check too, that works as well. That will help us to get supplies. We'll go from there.
And I want you to give us that phone number one more time, because there may be people who are just tuning in. 763.
Yes, ma'am. 535-5711.
All right, there you have it.
535. Yep, absolutely.
Dr. Verna, we love you. We thank you so much for being on the show. Safe travels. You're taking your family on this journey with you, because I know that you and your entire family are committed to service in this community. And so y'all be safe. I will be watching on
social media
and trolling you. I don't really like it when you leave me, because I feel less protected when Dr. Verna is not nearby.
Well, the next one, you and your family are going to be with us. Let's do this thing. Please, yes, ma'am. Let's make it happen.
I would love that. Well, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and if you post our website to popinstitute.org, you can go on there and learn more about us as well.
All right, Dr. Verna, thank you so much. Have an amazing Saturday.
Thank you, ma'am.
And please, please, please stay connected during your travels.
We'll do it for sure. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.